Everybody, it is Thursday, or if you're watching us live, it is Tuesday, which means it's another episode of Naturally Unbothered. I'm Shari.
I'm Lisa.
I am the one and only Ebony.
What up? It's your boy Dre. What's happening?
What's happening, everybody? What's going on? What's good?
Man, I'm a little lit. I can just speak for myself. I'm drinking. I got my bottle. My Patron right here. I'm straight, so.
Patron. Patron. Cheers. Clink-a-linka.
Cheers. I got my bottle right here.
Y'all know the last time I was drinking that shit, the shit didn't turn out right. My whole life changed.
I'm not there to save your ass this time, bitch. So take
whatever.
It.
All I'm saying is I'm really drinking wine. I had one shot of tequila because we were pre-gaming, but I'm really drinking wine. Just
yeah, I think I'm only gonna have like two, maybe three or four more shots, and that's it. Like, I'm not taking any more shots tonight.
Praise him.
Hey, okay. I'm gonna smoke a cigar, and I'm gonna enjoy the show.
Enjoy the show. Enjoy the ride and the
enjoy
show.
Enjoy the show. Naturally Unbothered. And,
come on, tell them all about us. Anyway. Yes, we are the new sexperts.
Sexperts. There you go, sexperts.
That be us. All right, so I'm about to get in y'all business, but I gotta find my little
Lisa looks statement. Like she's tired of our shit.
She is, but you know what?
Why are you saying that, Ebony?
Because you're like, if y'all don't fucking get y'all shit together.
All right. So today, I need to ask you guys something that is a little personal. It's a little in your business. I always be in y'all business, but this one's just a little more intimate.
Okay.
I plead the fifth.
When was the last time you did a smell check on your private part?
I answered that last night. I'm not gonna lie. Cause the reason I did because I shave as well. You know what I'm saying? So when you know hair start growing back a little bit, you know, itch a little bit, and I did it, and my hand just kind of ended up on my face, and I was like, okay, I'm still fresh, funky fresh, but I'm fresh. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I respect that answer.
Yeah, I did my little smell check last.
Who else smell checked it?
Probably this week.
I'm
going
to
say, go ahead, Lisa.
Yeah, probably this weekend.
Okay. What's your story? What you smell checked it for?
I always do it.
Oh, okay. I thought we was about to get some tea. I was ready. I was like, what? That's some tea. Thought somebody was getting some dick around here. I was about to say, who is getting dick around here? Okay. So, Ebony, you?
Mine was probably 3 months ago. Mm-hmm. There's an employee that smells. I had to check myself to make sure it wasn't me. That's all I'm saying. And it was not.
It wasn't me. All right.
Sure. Are you sure?
You sure?
You can come do a sniff test.
Hell no, I ain't smelling that shit.
This a little scratch and sniff episode.
Man, please, I ain't gonna break my camera. I just got this while ago, so hey, get your ass out of the camera. Whatever.
I think the reason why I probably do it so much is because of the work atmosphere and using public restrooms. Mm-mm. All the time. Mm. You know, you can never be too careful.
I can respect that. I always do it. Yes, like, even though I try not to use any public restrooms, and even though I work in a place that's very public, I take the bleach spray and those brown paper towels to me every time I go. They're like, Miss Ebony. I'm like, I'm sorry, y'all. I just have to because y'all be half-ass cleaning this. I got to get it together before I go. This is, I'm holding on to something very precious. Very precious. It's like.
Like a newborn it's baby. Like
the button to the new. It's very precious.
I agree, yes. Ebony.
Like a that little baby puppy.
Man, that stink.
Like a newborn baby.
Like a little, like a new puppy.
Very gentle.
A little dragon like a, bitch puppy.
Like a daisy. Like, you know, what are those things? Like when you're born, all the things go away. What are those?
Yeah, no.
That's fine. Been there, done that, boo. Been there, done that, boo. That's a part of the past, honey.
Shut up. That's all I want to say. Shut up.
Don't show out for these people.
He's showing out.
He's showing out for the gram.
Yeah,
you right. Man, I'm showing out. How about that?
Bitch, can you get your life together and do the next shit?
I'm trying. I know. I'm trying to make sure they know emergencies. You know when random people send you messages and you ain't talk to them, so you just. They don't never send you a message unless some real shit is popping off. I just got one of them people pop up on my screen.
It's family.
Yes. It's family. Yes. So, and you know, our brother is at home with COVID. So that's why I'm like, wait a minute. Yes. That's why you need to check on your brother more often. You ain't shit. Ho, you ain't shit. And first of all, my other brother was on quarantine. The one you really should have been calling. But your brother is sitting at home right now with COVID.
Damn, I don't know. I will call him as soon as this is over. If not tonight, then in the morning for sure. I'll let him rest.
You better call his ass tomorrow. Tomorrow ain't promised.
Bitch, you wish I had COVID.
Oh, I said
when I do, I'll come to your house. I never said
it. Y'all know I never said that word.
Did you point at me? Oh, I'm sorry, bitch. I forgot. Dre, I was distracted. You should have got my attention, bitch.
Look, the alcohol is talking to me right now.
Call me, bitch. I love it.
Shut up. I don't even call women that. Shut
keep
up.
Keep on coming.
I can't stand your... Oh, my God.
You love me. I make you.
This person on me there, what the fuck? I turn it.
Oh my God, man! Woo, I'm gonna shut up.
Okay, it's not an emergency. It's not emergent. Thank goodness.
Take a shot.
Thank goodness it wasn't emergent because I was like, Lord Jesus.
Hey, what's good?
Y'all done? We can get into this?
I'm ready to get into it. Let's go.
Let's get the fuck into this. Okay, so normally we would have a kink right now, or we would have a shame-worthy topic right now.
Okay.
But we don't. We're just going to jump right into this topic because the game that I created today is going to take a little time.
Right.
So I hope you guys have your pen and paper.
Yes.
Because it will be needed.
Okay. We're supposed to have pen and paper tonight.
Bitch, you need to learn. Reading is fundamental. Reading is fundamental. So.
Dre, do you have your fucking pen and paper, Dre?
I got it right here.
Okay, you don't need your pen and paper now, but I'm just saying you need it. You need to be able to. It needs to be readily accessible.
You.
All right.
I'm ready.
So I, you know, all the time I'm doing, you know, just sitting around, probably should be working, but sitting around thinking of things that we can talk about, you know, new games I can create, you know, I just be sitting around thinking. So I was just flipping through the Wall Street Journal, and I only was flipping through it because it had a Black Matter story that was on there, and then after I read it, I scrolled to something else. So it was talking about are men more interested in sex than women? And I was like, we talk about a lot of sex, but I don't know if we've ever went into the depths of something like that. So I'm going to read you guys a little snippet from the article. And it says, now this study was conducted with the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology. So those are the two people that helped conduct this.
I got the hiccups.
Okay, it's okay. And it says, men have a higher sex drive on average, research has found. And everyone always agrees that men have the higher sex drive. But they were studying in terms of a long-term relationship, typically defined as longer than 3 years. Men are equally as likely as the woman to be the partner with low sexual desires. The journal says they found that men in long-term relationships often underestimate how often their wives or girlfriends want intimacy. While the women had an accurate read on whether or not their partner was interested in sex, many of them weren't confident enough to make the first move. So they basically took a group of people and they did, every time you felt horny, every time you felt attracted to your mate, every time you felt like you just had an inkling to have sex, you need to document it. Go ahead.
I want to know how many people they
it's like 983 people.
Got you. Okay.
So it's a lot. They did lots of research, and there was only about 2% that were homosexual. So they said that they weren't able to complete the data on homosexual relationships because the people who actually participated, the number was so low. Yes, ma'am. Yes. You in the back.
Do they have anything about goats and bestiality?
Bitch! Bitch! No humans and animals were conducting this study. No human and animals were conducting this study.
Okay, I'm
humans and animals were harmed or in this story. Okay. 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 Lisa, Lisa, get your people under control. This ain't my job.
No distractions at the front of the class. Everything's happening
in front of
you.
Lisa.
I'm on tonight. I'm on my shit tonight. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Char.
So, we as a podcast, listeners, decided that we were going to do some surveys to see if we were the females, the queens on the show, the pussies on the show, were more interested in sex than the ding-a-lings, ding-dongs, dicks, penises, aka Dre.
It's different though, man. You know, like I said, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead, let's go. I ain't gonna be tripping.
So we took this survey. Let's see, the first survey was, hold on a second.
Oh, I can ring my bell on this, and the survey said.
You can. Look at you being all. So the first survey is about our sex drives.
All right, tell me about your sex drive, individual. What is
it? Okay.
About the results.
So Lisa says she created some new shit for hers. I don't even know how to find yours. Did you take a screenshot of your stuff, Lisa? Because I couldn't find yours.
I did.
Okay, so tell us about yours, Lisa.
I'll have to.
You need some time. Okay, I'll give you some time to.
Yeah, because I have to find it.
Okay, I'll give you some time for your results. So I will read. I'll read my results first because I always do myself last. So I'll read my results. So, as far as my sex drive, it was considered sort of sorta horny. Just sorta. I disagree.
That's ridiculous.
But it says, you are usually not that horny. Bullshit. Either you are busy doing much stuff. Not so much stuff. It says much stuff. Or much stuff so you don't get to have time to feel horny. Or you have lost the energy. Who is this? Bitch, fuck your face. Well, if it's the first case, then I would like to suggest that you take some time to be kinky.
All right, take some time then. Do what you gotta do.
I mean, why fuck my face? I'm just trying to figure out why you lied on the survey you took.
I didn't fucking lie, bitch. I didn't lie. Answer truthfully.
But the truth is a lie.
Alright, then, okay. And if you have lost the energy, then seriously, dude, you need to get it out and work it out. Seek help or something. You are still below the horny status of a normal human being. What the fuck kind of a survey?
That's what it told me. And I was like,
you had the same one?
Yes, it told me that it was telling me that I wasn't horny. I was saying I was horny, identifying as horny, but I really wasn't horny and I needed to get a life.
Bitch, this survey had me fucking stressed the fuck out.
This survey's gotta be wrong, man. This survey's definitely gotta be wrong because they know if they only knew who owned this damn podcast and what y'all talk about and how what y'all do. That server is absolutely wrong, because y'all savages.
All day long. So,
I'm savage.
Y'all are savages. That's what I'm talking about. That server has to be wrong. Y'all savages.
I'm with you, Ebony.
I think I got a zero on that, horny. I got a zero on something. I don't know if it was that or not.
Ebony's was, you got ... no horny at all. But how?
Because I be horny as fuck.
That's the last one, and I know that's flawed. Like I said, that's how I know this shit flawed. Ebony, not horny.
But since we took the survey, we have to go through it. Even though everyone that's listening and everyone can see, we disagree with this fucking survey. Normally, we have good-ass surveys. We'd be like, yeah, survey, yeah. This survey is the biggest piece of shit ever created in the face of creating motherfucking goddamn surveys. So it says, Ebony, you don't seem to be horny at all. But how the hell in the world is that possible? How are you not horny?
Exactly.
You love porn and sex. And you don't. Why? I think you need to get your shit together.
It don't say I need to get my shit
together. Dude. Bitch, I'm reading this fucking survey. Dude. And it says, dude. Get it worked out. Seek help or spend more time with yourself. What the hell are you doing, man?
I need to love myself and feel myself and touch myself.
I was like, this survey is giving me a headache. Lisa had the same bullshit as me.
Ridiculous.
But what are my results say?
Dre, you got the same results as Ebony. You and Ebony have the same fucking results.
Me and Ebony, we actually got something that we agree on.
You both are not horny at all, and y'all need to get yourself together, dude.
That's a fucked up survey. That's all I can say.
I was like, I don't like this survey.
There's no way that Dre has been with nine or more goats, Jussie's, and that's just fucking impossible.
That's funny. As many, I know, I understand. As many cousins, As many cousins as you've been with, you know what I'm saying? I understand. As many cousins as you've been with.
That bitch just had to get that shit out. Hey, hey, Dre, you want me to say it?
Say it.
You give me the, go ahead, Dre. Bitch. He tired of your shit. You stink ass, stupid ass, dumb ass bitch. 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 Lisa, you better break these kids up, Lisa.
It don't hurt my feelings that you got my lightweight doing your dirty work. Just say the shit.
Did you call me your lightweight?
I don't do that. Damn it, I let Shari do that for me.
Look, I ain't got time.
All of this.
Take your ass to
sleep. Not all of this. Not lightweight. Anyway, let's get back to this. Let's get back to this. So the second, Lisa, can you shut that hoe up for me, please? Shut that hoe up for me. The second survey was, how horny are you? How horny are you? Was the second survey.
That was pretty right, based on my character.
So I shall read the results.
I see my results too. Did you see it?
All right. So I'm just going to read the answer of how horny are you? And if this was your answer, raise your hand. You got easy to tease.
We all got.
So let me
You're
tell
muted.
Who's
no, I'm saying I don't have it.
Mm-mm. No, Dre don't have easy to tease. So easy to tease is you are easy to tease and easily get aroused by sexual content.
But I should my hands should raise, so I know, but I don't have that either. So.
But I'm just saying, like, we always be talking on the show about how we everything fucking stimulates us. Every fucking thing. Every fucking thing stimulates us.
Correct. Correct.
So I was like, this survey is way better than the first survey. It's more accurate.
It's definitely closer, yeah.
And then the questions were different and they were just like Dre said, he said, I think this shit is made for a woman, but everything in the serve, every response that they gave was all about a man. Dude, this dude, man.
Right.
But Dre sent me a personal message. Woman. Like, he didn't want to take this survey because it was like so much just about the girl.
It was all women. That's all it was. Every question was about women. Do you touch your vagina? You know what I'm saying?
Like, what the fuck? They were just calling it how they saw it.
Ooh.
Really? I understand. So, I know you jack your dick off, so shut up.
Ooh.
Anyway. Exactly.
That bitch is like starting. You said you want to be starting something. Got to be starting something.
Boy, y'all was going to talk about my hair. I think you might be like, wait, hating. Don't hate.
Look, baby, I grow mine. See, I grow
Dre, I don't have your results to this one. I only have your first results.
The one that's sort of horny. Mine is sort of horny. Mine says sort of horny.
No, that was from the first episode, buddy. It's the.
I know. Then the other one says high maintenance. Those are the only.
Oh, see, that's what I'm talking about. I need you to read the high maintenance.
I said it. Okay.
Okay, I didn't get it. I need you to read the high maintenance and what it says because I didn't get it.
You are usually not that horny, lie. Either you are busy doing much stuff, so you don't get to have time to feel horny, or you have lost that energy. Well, if that's the case, then I would like to suggest to you that take some time to be
hooked on phonics work.
And if you have lost that energy, then seriously, dude, you need to get it worked out. Seek help or something. You are still below the horny status of normal human being. I'm a damn Scorpio. That's a motherfucking lie.
Yeah, that's the same one we all got. You just read the Sword of Horny again. I needed you to read the High Maintenance.
The only thing it says, the only thing you're getting close to is your body, is your hands.
That's it. Yeah. That's that. Okay, that was your answer for that.
Man, please. I do use them though.
You that's what I'm saying. You always talking about what you do with your hands.
Ain't nobody getting it. So
small hands.
Yeah, that's amazing because mine are huge. So shut up.
Oh, not huge.
Mm. Look, we get on the Trump stage. My hands are huge. We're going to the whole route, man.
All right, y'all. So we all agreed. Do we agree? Okay, first of all, do we agree with the article? Do we have any disputes with the article?
I do, yes.
Okay, let's go. So let's get into the article because we've already decided that these surveys were not the best suited at all.
I didn't even read the fucking article. But you
I
ready
work
though, right?
So hard to produce these shows, disrespectful bitches. Don't even take the time to read the work that I put in. Y'all know I ain't got no record, but this
bitch. I had to skim through it. I had other homework to do. Sorry.
Let me not give a damn about us.
Not you.
Ooh. That's proof. That's good. So I don't give a damn about you either.
Dre. Dre, please continue with your answer before you were really disrupted by the whole bag of Naturally Unbothered.
Everybody who's listening on Dre's page, don't believe the hype. He ain't shit. He's got y'all all fooled. And that makes him be a producer. Whatever. Go.
Whenever.
Lisa's my favorite.
No, you go. Y'all go. Somebody else go.
Dre, you was already talking. You said you disagree.
Yeah, for me or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It ain't. I'll just like both articles. I just kind of put them piece together. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? For me, you know what I'm saying? Me being horny or my sexual thing is high maintenance. Whatever. I'm nowhere near the word high maintenance. I'm easy. That's what my problem is. I'm too easy. I have too much easy access to women or whatever. You know what I'm saying? To be that, or at least with my partner, I should say. There's no way that I'm a lame. There's no way I'm lame in sex. That's all I can say. My drive. Look, Lisa, I don't know if she's down there doing, I mean, if the other dude that's down here doing something, I can't see what he's doing right now. I ain't paying that dude no attention.
Sure, call him a dude.
He did call him a dude.
What's up, dude?
That's fine.
This is pre-transgender. What this has course right here. You know what I'm saying?
Now, see, they gonna come for you. They gonna come for you.
No.
They gonna come for you because you're
wrong. I have nothing to look.
I am cisgender, both.
You are what? Okay.
Stop it. Lisa, get your cats under control. Get your cats under control, Lisa.
That motherfucker's out of control tonight. I'm trying to be cool.
Where is the bell? Where is somebody ring the bell? Wait a minute.
I don't want no trouble tonight.
Lisa, get your folks under control. Lisa, you better step into your role, Lisa. Lisa!
That's him! I'm minding my own business.
Jesus be up here.
Excuse
me, Ebony, can you please push us into fun facts, please? I need some fun facts. I need some fun facts in my life. I need them right now.
Fun facts.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bow your heads.
Thank you, Jesus, for the fun facts that we are about to receive because we could not take any more of the foolishness, mayhem, and misery. Okay? Lisa, fun factors, please, Lisa. Please.
Okay, so tonight we're going to talk about the raunchy movie. Does anybody know what that is?
I don't know what the raunchy, raunchy move is.
The raunchy
move.
No, I don't know.
Okay.
Position
70.
After 69. Everybody knows what 69 is, right?
Yes. Okay. I like a 69. Right. Well,
70 is the raunchy version of 69.
Do tell.
So basically what happens is that if you want to take 69 up a notch, you allow your partner to get on his knees and you're going to go in the opposite direction. So if he's on his knees, mm-hmm. you're going to be down like this right here.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, your bodies are going to be facing each other like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, opposite. 69 is like this, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
So this way. So okay. he's going to be on his knees. You're going to have your legs wrapped around his neck. Mm-hmm. He's going to slowly come up. Your hands are going to be on the floor while he's coming up until he rises up in full position. As he does, your hands are going to be coming up his leg. You're going to grip the back of his thighs. Your mm-hmm. face should be facing
it's so sexy.
The chocolate stick.
Ooh.
And he's going to have his face in the milk and the honey.
Mm.
And y'all going to get it on standing up.
Mm.
Now, some people because some of our listeners have been sending in telling Ebony that life is boring.
So, this is after the 69, the position 70.
What about answers?
Oh, I feel it!
Botany, what about answers to those who just don't know what to do? Why don't you try number 70 tonight?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Well, that might be a little physically complicated for me.
I'm going to work it out. I'm going to work it out. I'm going to have to put a pillow on the floor just in case some shit go wrong, but I'm going to work it out. Yes.
He's standing up, allow him to come closer to the edge of the bed, and you just allow your body to rest there, honey. But go ahead and do what you do best.
I am perspiring and my downstairs regions are twerculating.
That's discharge.
That's fucked up.
Bitch, you ain't shit in life. You are not shit in life. When your mama did not fucking swallow, she did the whole fucking world a disservice. Cotton, you did a disservice when you did not fucking swallow this hoe. Oh my God, you should have gargled her and then swallowed that hoe. Spit that shit out. Take that shit back in, because she is a garbage hoe today. Lisa, your fun fact I loved, honey. I accept it in the name of all things of greatness.
Yes.
Fuck you, bitch.
What did I say? Did I say something?
Ebony, you being naughty again.
Quiet as fuck over here.
I didn't say anything, Lisa.
Say my name.
Oh, damn. That was dry as fuck, but okay. Okay, so this is from Stu.
Hi, Stu.
Girlfriend and I have been having sex for 5 years and it's getting boring. She only liked what she likes, and whenever I try to introduce something new, she says no. I sat her down and had an adult combo about us being both fulfilled in our sex lives. She told me if I'm not fulfilled in our sex life, we should break up. So I broke up with her.
Ooh.
But I missed her. What do I do?
That shit bipolar. You is bipolar than a motherfucker. Can you Can you read them last two sentences again, please? One more time.
So I broke up with her.
That was.
But I miss her. Aww. What should I do?
She told you. She told him if he wanted to do something more, if he's not sexually filled with her, he should break up with her. That's what he said.
Yeah, that's what she said.
But that's what she said. Okay. Wow. Okay.
And he's gonna miss her, even though she brushed him off to the side.
This shit's so bipolar right now. I am confused. I am bewildered. I am led astray. I have run amok within my brain trying to figure out what the fuck this is. But I shall shut up because I'm exhausted from hearing that. What? What happened?
Wow.
I must have missed everything. I'm sorry. I must be high and I don't smoke. I don't know. I can't figure this out.
How do you miss somebody that...
This is my same glass of wine that we started the show out with, y'all. I must clearly...
It's all about me. And if you can't get your own pleasure, then, or find your own way of finding pleasure, then take it to somebody else.
Trey?
That's a little
so
sad.
So I enjoy sex or whatever with my partner, and I want to do more things, creative things, so it's not getting boring. And my partner tells me that, you know, I don't want to do that. If you're not being sexually fulfilled with what I'm doing, you should
move on.
You should move on basically. That's some bullshit. You know, like I said, I'm going to say all the harsh words because I know you about to go savage on this shit. So I'm going to just sit up and say, hey, you talking about you miss her. Man, look, she just basically just told you, like, so the fuck what about your feelings or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck your feelings, you. Bitch.
Fuck you. Fuck your feelings. This fuck is what feelings. I'm giving you. This is what you're going to take. If you don't like it, fuck you. Get on about your business. If you like being treated like a bitch, then be a bitch. Ooh, plain and simple. I ain't got nothing else to say.
That's right.
Sissy, your skin looks really nice tonight, by the way.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Ebony. Go ahead and go.
Give it to him. Wait, sandwich. Give it to him.
Okay, so Stewie. I've nicknamed this motherfucker Stewie. Because I feel like he's got a head shape like a motherfucking football. So Stewie this. You low down. You should have had this sex talk with your ex, waiting 5 years to say something. How can I say this gently? It's like a bitch move. Now you miss her. Well, guess what, asshole? She don't miss you. Nope. One more thing. Somebody's probably dicking her down.
Dicking her down. Yes.
And putting her in all those positions that show punk ass was trying to do. You know what's stupid? Because that other person told her exactly what they needed and expected and wanted up front. They are getting exactly that in that relationship or the fuck shit or whatever they calling it and whatever they got going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
So
period.
That's some fuckboy shit you did. I'm going to call her Miss Satisfying Someone Damn Motherfucking Else. I thought I was gonna have your back, but
nah,
son, you're garbage.
You heard
trash.
It here first.
Trash king. You know what? He not garbage. He's not garbage. You know when sometimes you don't clean out your trash can, your big trash can that goes out to the curb, and it still be that slimy good stuff in the bottom that they kind of didn't get from the last week and so maggots and shit, then grocery shit. That's the shit that Stewie is.
Stewie. Hey, mama, Stewie having that had ass name. That's you. That's what the fuck you get. I hope she's dicking him down. I hope he's dicking her down. I hope she's sucking and licking and fucking and they tossing and turning each other and upside down up against the wall and in the kitchen and in the car and on the curb and everywhere fucking ass.
This bitch said on the curb.
Every fucking where in the backyard, in the open, in the daytime. I hope she
at the right time, night and day. Sing it.
And looking at him and all of that. You are trash. You should have done better. Look, y'all, it's very important to set those expectations and the beginning of the relationship.
It is.
If you know exactly what you want, you know what you need to be satisfied, that needs to be expressed in the beginning. Don't wait 5 years out and expect to switch some shit up after y'all been doing the missionary the whole motherfucking time, because the bitch don't be thinking, why now, motherfucker? Why you want to change this shit now? This is what we've been doing.
Right.
Where the fuck you trying to learn some new shit at?
For real, and that's exactly what I was gonna say, because she's gonna probably think that you cheating.
This whole episode is about church, baby. This is church today. If y'all didn't get y'all blessings this Sunday, last Sunday, the past Sunday, you getting church today.
Take his ass.
All I need somebody up in here is the praise dance. Praise dance,
man, and go get the woman, go get the sex that you want, go get the whatever you want. Don't let that shit go. She don't want your ass, man. The sex apparently is trash, and she got to tell you, like, get the fuck on if you want something else or whatever. Or her sex is that trash.
Yeah, because when it's that easy to let somebody go, just be like, you've had
to cheat on her. He's gonna cheat on her.
Change nothing. Exactly. Like,
he's gonna cheat on her. He's going to cheat on her because he's gonna want something more. She doing you a favor, man. Get the fuck on. Exactly. Move on.
Scram. You don't ain't even married.
Y'all ain't married either. Get the fuck on. Man, go find you somebody else out there.
You deserve to miss her. Because that's the thing that's all in the back of her.
He didn't say you deserve to miss her.
Go get you some new pussy and go enjoy life, man. Because she don't want to do it. Go get you something new, man. That's
This is one of the things that you need to remember. If you don't remember anything else that we said, when you go into a relationship, no matter what kind of terms it is, in that bedroom with somebody, and they are not pleased with what you're giving to them, my attitude is fuck it and fuck you. And when I walk out, I will not look back. I will not reminisce. I will not go to, oh, they used to do this for me, and they used to fuck that, because it's always somebody else that can do that and some more.
More. Better.
Say it for sister. Say it, sister.
Hallelujah.
Sister. Hallelujah. Oh, Sister Lisa, if you ain't...
He's going to cheat on her eventually, man. Let that girl go, man. Just let it go.
Sister Lisa, boy, if you ain't never said nothing right in your whole entire days, nights, and life, let him use you, Lisa.
If you get that Lisa talking,
Lisa
like
done
this,
popped out the glasses. She said, fuck, I don't need to see.
Me off, because I gave you all that I got to give. Hell, motherfucker, I done set up in this bed and sweat it for you.
But am I good
hero? Hell yeah. And then you gonna tell me this is all you gonna get? Basically, I don't enjoy anything that you do, and fuck you. Fuck you, bitch.
And your mom. And of course,
you
did
on. Tell her
mama. Fuck you, bitch.
Come up and never look back.
Bye.
Bye, bitch.
Deuces.
Deuces.
Hold on. Let me do it. Bye, bitch.
Bye. Grab that shit, bitch. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, let's get in this game, because this bitch done. Stu, delete yourself off of. If you following us, unfollow us. If you subscribing, unsubscribe. If you are motherfucking goddamn going. How do we get this message?
Email.
Goddamn, delete the email. Delete the email. Blow up the website. I can't.
Now, Stewie, you are an
Ebonite. No, fuck that. You don't want to give him Ebonite status. This is almost as bad as the bitch from the week before that just gave you a statement.
But this is like a PSA. This is like a Saturday morning special. He had to learn. So I hope you've learned.
I'm stressed out. I feel like I'm getting a headache. I feel like my blood pressure is starting to rise. Dre, throw me some pixie dust over here. Give me back some light. Throw me some pixie dust so I can get into this game.
Somebody got something.
Thank you. Go ahead. Somebody throw something over here. Whew, give me some life.
It's the tequila. Here you go.
Oh, Thank you. Woo, child. Anyway, so this game. Listen, so this game is called If You Had To.
Sounds like something I'm going to play.
Let me get my paper out.
Yes, please get your paper and pen. This is the game that you need your paper and your pen for. Paper.
Got it ready to go.
Pen. Okay.
Lisa, is my lighting still okay?
Okay.
Yes, yep. Honey.
It is. It's still capturing it. So.
I was talking to Lisa. Thank you.
Bitch, well, fuck you. You look like a fucking goddamn number two pencil. With a wig,
tonight.
Then.
You and Dre been totally disrespectful to me tonight.
Anyway, Dre listeners, and Lisa. So this game is going to have us describing something, illustrating something, and demonstrating something.
We got to draw.
Ooh. Bitch, that's what you got the pen and paper for. Shit! Why I gotta work so hard?
I know illustration means pictures and shit, so I gotta draw something.
Anytime it's my turn, you guys will pick a number and agree on a number for me to do, like we always do. I'm done talking to Stewie's friend.
Get to it then, bitch.
Alright, so this episode, let me see, the next person in our circles... birthday in our square's birthday is Lisa, September 16th. So she shall go first since she has the next closest birthday.
Okay.
Pick a number between 1 and 20.
8.
Number 8 says, demonstrate using your hips and pelvic region only. Ooh. How you would dry hump someone.
Oh, Lisa. Come on,
do it.
Let's go, Lisa. This is your game. Back up. Yes, you better dry hump them, Lisa. You better dry hump them. Yes. You better dry hump them. Yes, Lisa. Yes. Listen, all I'm going to say is if you guys are listening to us, if you are listening to us via just podcast only, you are going to want to get on YouTube and watch this episode. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? YouTube. Now she unbothered the podcast. Stop playing. It's about to get too live. The next birthday.
I don't have to demonstrate anything.
The next birthday will be me. Which is October 30th, Scorpio in the house. Scorpio in the house. Okay. Anyway, so y'all gotta agree on a number for me. But not number 8.
10.
We can go with
10. 10.
10
it is.
10 it is?
10 it is for you, Shari.
All right. If you had to describe in detail... how would you teach a fingering class, and what would you say?
This shit's about to be hilarious.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
All
right. Okay, you guys are my class, so y'all better participate, okay?
I'm in the front of the class.
Okay.
All right.
So, class, what do you guys know about fingering?
What is that?
Oh, okay.
You need your fingers.
Okay, class. Okay, so
how many fingers?
So, the first thing I need you to know about fingering is you need to cut your motherfucking fingernails. Because if you finger some goddamn body and your fucking fingernails are not fucking clipped, the fingering session is done and over because you Edward Scissorhanding up inside of her motherfucking vagina. Okay?
True facts.
Okay. I'm sorry. That's what I would be thinking. But what I would really say, I would say, class, you would just take your two fingers on both hands and you would just start at the top of her vagina and then you would just make it into like an oval. And top, and make an oval. Because what that does...
Yeah, I feel it.
You feel that? Because what that does, that just is a little introduction and a little stimulation down. Okay? That's what I would say. All right? Step two in my fingering class. So, what do you know about the interlips, the labia on the vagina?
Lips? The ones on your face? They're not, women have another set of lips? I'm sorry, excuse me.
Class, anyone else?
I know mine are pierced.
Oh, okay. Okay. What I'm thinking is, motherfucker, are you kidding me? Did you just say fuck? Okay. You're teaching the class. They don't know. Okay. So that's what I'm thinking. But what I say is, oh, those are great responses, class. But what you want to do is, as you are doing the first motion, I want you to take your tongue and lick the...
Oh. This is fun.
Lick the lips on the vagina, okay? That's what I want you to do, class. That's what I want you to do. And then for step three...
Hold on. Shit, this didn't taste good. Hold on.
Only for step three. Bring it back. Step three. Step three, I want to introduce you to the most famous part of the vagina, class. Do you guys know what the most famous part of the vagina is?
What is that?
The young orange lady at the bottom looking like president number 45, she had the correct answer. It is the clitoris. Good job. Yes, it is. So, everyone get into positions. Get into your positions. Positions. Everyone positions. Two fingers. Let me see your two fingers.
Put the cigar down for this.
Wiggle those two fingers because we're stepping it up a notch. Take those two fingers, go down. Remember, you are licking the inside lips. And you're wiggling. But then I want you to go right in the middle right there and just on that.
Oh, shit.
Right on that clit. Let me.
This is so good. Oh, so good.
I can't.
This is so good.
I can't,
good.
Andre. I'm sorry.
This is so good. Sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. This is so good. It's so good.
Bray, you're taking this session too seriously.
I think I really am gonna be a professional at this. I keep hearing for some odd reason.
You're getting what, Lisa?
I'm getting an A in the class.
People keep telling me I have PSLs. I just recently learned what that was. You know what I'm saying?
I love it. I'm here for it. I'm here for it. Okay, okay, y'all, it's only 5 steps. Let me get to step 4, okay? Let's recap.
Why is your process so long?
Everybody is enjoying this shit except for you, ex-lesbian.
I am enjoying it. I said I was enjoying it.
Then don't do that.
I didn't ring the bell on your ass, so come on.
Let's go. Reenactment. Get your hands together. Flutter down, flutter down, flutter down. We are licking the side, both, and we are the middle, and then four, we're going to take this right hand, and we're going to insert it, right, come here, girl, come on, all of it, come here, and then we...
Okay,
think I'm an expert at this? I really do think I am an expert.
And then the number five. And then the number five. We're going to spread. Number five, we're going to spread it all apart. And we just going to go in from the bottom.
Nice in here. It's nice in here.
To the top. Pop it. And that, as you throw your fingers in there, is how you give a proper fingering. I know you did a lot with your mouth, but you did a lot with your fingers. Fingering takes the mouth and the fingers, baby. If you don't know, now you know. Who is next? The other motherfucking Scorpio in the house. That's Dre. That's Dre. That's Dre. All right, Dre. What number you got?
I'm going with number six. Mom, one of my boys hit me up. He's like, number six.
So number six, Dre. Number six, says, illustrate how you would draw a vagina and label its important points. So that means get your pen and paper, illustrate us a vagina, and point out all the important parts.
So let me go ahead and draw what I've seen. So I've seen multiple. So the thing is, all of them are completely different. Some have smooth, small lips. Others have what they call beef. What you call it? Beef something or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like Arby's.
I never heard of that. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know. Pussy and beef in the same sentence. I don't know.
Let me.
Don't you know no good? Lisa, what the fuck you talking about?
So delicious.
Do you hear this motherfucker? They so delicious. What the fuck is happening right now? He's supposed to be drawing. What the fuck is he?
Right.
This motherfucker over here, Picasso and this shit. Hey, Lisa, sing us a song, Lisa. Lisa, sing us a song. Evan, you got backups, and I got way backups.
Right.
Let's go, Lisa. Come on. Sing something, Lisa. Come on. I can tell you how. Come on, sing. Do something.
Bitch, how you gonna choose a song?
No, she's slow up in here.
Okay, so I'm ready.
She couldn't even.
So hopefully you're okay. Y'all can see a little bit.
Yeah, push it back up. Push it up.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah,
that's an avocado with a fancy tip. Okay. Okay.
See that thing right there?
Uh-huh.
That's what I call the Elmo. So everybody's completely different, but that which is going to definitely make sure that if you are sucking on it and licking it right, you do it in an infinity. Like it drives them crazy. You do it in infinity. But you also do what I've learned in my fingering class just recently. You kind of also stick your fingers up off in there about maybe half an inch, something right off of there, and you're doing it at the same time, drives them nuts. It drives them nuts. You right there on that.
I like the way you learn, Dre. I love the way you learn. That's why you are a Scorpio just like me, Dre.
Dre. This is what I
do. Dre. You see how quick you learn?
Ebony got a baby penis between our legs, too.
I know what that is called. I know what you're trying to say.
Bitch, I throw my shit over my back like,
Look, I eat. That's what I do. That's what these PSLs are for.
That's right, Dre.
I know what I'm doing.
Lick it like LL. You better get your...
Better ask somebody. I know what I'm doing with these lips.
All right, lady, you, hey, yeah, you.
I am a fucking lady.
Lady,
right,
fucking orange lady. Could you please pick a number, please? Don't pick any of the numbers that anybody else has already picked.
I don't want those whack ass numbers. I'm choosing number 13.
All right, number 13.
MS 13. Here we go.
Illustrate in a drawing what a penis looks like. and label its important parts.
Oh, I don't know how to draw a penis. Okay, so let me see.
Cheating past kindergarten.
About to freestyle on y'all. Come on.
Let's go, Dre. Every night. Let's go, Dre. Let's go.
I don't know how to.
Let's go.
I cannot draw at all.
Let's go, Dre. Let's go, Dre. Let's go, Dre. Let's go, Dre. Hey, hey.
All
go.
These can't fade my flow.
All right, all right. That's right. Let's get it. Say it again. Say it again. Rewind it back. Say it again. Hey.
Can't even fade my flow. J E L L O.
Hey, 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 bitch, your time is up. Get the picture up there. Oh, penis. Oh, wait, what's them little things down at the bottom under the balls? What is that?
What's yeah, like three hairs down there.
That's my hair. That's where you stick your tongue at.
No, she said that's where you stick it. Oh, that's the gooch. Oh, okay.
The gooch on the taint.
Okay, okay. I got it. I got it now.
Oh, my God. That spot is.
Yeah.
Oh, child.
I convert back to Christian.
You don't convert it back?
I convert back to Christian.
You lost the new religion?
I will convert back to Christianity for that. If it's done right, I will convert back.
I will throw those fucking legs back and get it.
Huh? Is he squirting?
No. Yeah, because I drew my stuff upside down because I don't know how to draw. That's fine. So my bad. Yeah. Because I leaked the taint and I put that down deep down almost in my esophagus. And so I've made it.
She
so,
said, "And my say it again. And your what? And your what?
Esophagus.
Yes.
With that being said, do you have a gag reflex?
There are no reflexes here.
That's like no fucks.
I'm taking
you, ma'am, are you're getting into heaven. You're getting into heaven.
She's getting into heaven.
She's getting into heaven.
Ebony a pass?
I'm giving her a pass. If she has no gag reflex, because, she's getting to heaven. She's going
when
to
I get ready, you know, in the book, when everybody's names, everybody's deeds are told, it's going to say by my name, we know what that mouth do. Okay? So, it's going to be a little
please.
Number
7-Eleven. All right. Describe the best way to eat a popsicle without biting it.
Mm. You should have just learned from Ebony.
Dre, I'm a pro.
She said, don't let the smooth motherfucking taste fool you.
I'm sorry. Please continue.
These milk in this tongue were designed, created, and made for licking, sucking, and swallowing the popsicle.
Y'all gonna get us thrown off the airways. This if we can't kicked out the air after this episode. Y'all, this might, you know, episode 72 might be the last motherfucking episode that we fucking do. God damn it, Dre, come on. Wait, Dre, come on. I got to, Dre. Ebony. Lisa, please continue. Lisa.
We don't take that popsicle.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't slowly go up.
Mm-hmm.
Back down.
Keep going, hold on.
And then take the tongue and go.
Oh, shit.
And then take the tongue.
My dick just got hard.
Oh.
And then just fuck the popsicle all the way down. Like pressure, right? Like pressure. When we get to the bottom, we just hold it. Take your tongue, go under the bottom of the popsicle. Bring it up. Come on top. Go back up to the top and Drake.
Oh, Lisa. Ooh. Yes, honey.
Sign me up.
Yes.
I don't even like sucking dick, but the way she described that class, if that was her advertisement, I am going to sign up to suck a dick. Girl, I'm going to suck his dick, your dick, all the dicks. Lisa! All the dicks. Facts. Yo. All right, y'all. Pick a number for me.
2.
Go ahead with 2.
Go for it, Shari.
All right. So 2. I will be illustrating a drawing of what a tattoo on your ass would look like. So, yours. let's go with, we're going to start with Ebony first. Carry on while I illustrate. You sing a song. Talk amongst yourselves. Talk amongst yourselves.
What is the tattoo?
Basically, Ebony, each one of us have a personality. So she's going to draw a picture of what she feels the tattoo would look like on our ass.
I object. This bitch is about to be just ridiculous. I object. Order in the motherfucking court.
Y'all like a cult. Y'all a cult. Y'all go hard for y'all. I am not fucking with you guys.
Yes, honey.
How many people do you have watching, Dre?
Right now it's two. Again, everybody on and off. They getting on and off. So.
All right, I'm done, bitches. Y'all ready for my art slash...
I fucking hate you already, bitch.
I'm glad you hate me, bitch, because yours is first.
What does it say?
Suck.
Go get BD.
Go get BD.
That's what my tattoo would be.
On your ass. You want them to suck your ass so they can get BD.
Lame. That is some shit I expected from Dre's ass. That shit is fucking lame.
Lisa!
What is that?
What the fuck is that?
Squirting in the face.
Fucking getting cummed in her fucking suck face. Suck face, bitch. Now she's got a fucking suck face. She looked like she can suck a... She's got a suck face. Motherfuckers, she's a fucking cum bucket, but through the face. That's Lisa.
She likes the facials. She likes facials.
That's why her skin's so tight, because them fuck... All in the face.
Lisa, why are you letting him... I mean,
Dre! Shut up! Dre! Dre! Fuck boy goat. Fuck boy goat. Motherfucker, you fuck a goat. More than 9 times, bitch. You're gonna always be the goat of the show.
Alright. It's like you like cousins too. Shut up.
Facts! Yes, Ebony. Facts on facts on facts. I'm just saying.
There were several goats.
I lost count after how many, Ebony? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Goats.
10. Whatever.
Oh, 10. Oh, 10 goats.
He confirmed for us. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first. It was 10.
Okay. Everybody fucked 10 goats. So, next. Okay, so my number is 19.
It was Dre. Go back to the last episode.
My number is 19.
You'll hear his confession, his words.
This is my confession.
Well, all right,
let's move along. Dre, pick a number.
I'm going with 19.
Describe how you would navigate through a hairy pussy just to eat it.
A hairy one?
A hairy, bushy bush, 70s bush. 70s freaking retro music, Woodstock going, motherfucking weed smoking, goddamn peace and love, motherfucking pussy, LSDS. Woof, pussy, woof, okay, pussy. So
if it's that much hair, I'm gonna do what anybody else would do, or what I hope they would do. I'm going to get some lubrication.
Okay.
And I'm gonna get a comb. I'm gonna fart down. You know, you gotta push over to the side, comb to the side, hold it, get the other side, comb the other way. That way I have a clear path to Elmo. So if it's there, I'm gonna then press that hair down.
I'm going in
and I'm going to lick up. You gotta wet it up a little bit more. Keep it wet, keep it spread or whatever. Because usually when you're down there and somebody has a bush or whatever, you lick it, the hair kind of do what you want it to do. You know what I'm saying? It'll kind of stay to the side. And I'm going in. I'm licking that thing. I'm sucking on that thing. I'm putting my finger in it. I'm all on that thing. All right, now y'all can change your panties now. So we good.
Dry as
it's dry as it's a drought out this bitch. That's why bitches eat pussy so much better. Women eat pussy so much better than men because of that bullshit y'all just heard.
No, it ain't. Look, this is just a
bitch. When I gave a class for the amateurs versus what the fuck he just said, ain't no. That's I'm just
time safe. So don't know. say. Don't get me wrong. When it's I'm down there, I'm getting it in.
Ebony, pick a number because I can't no more. Where's the motherfucking shit? Ebony, fucking.
I would love to have a competition.
Please, come on, Ebony. Come on, Ebony. Please. Thank you, Jesus. Cut it out. Ebony, pick a damn number so we can move on. Pick a number. Ooh, pick a number, child. You can't compete when there's no competition.
I'll compete with anyone.
Three. We're going to take the number three. Describe how to peel, if you had to. How to eat a banana with your hands and your mouth.
I can go get one real quick.
Okay, that makes it even better. Go get a banana. Ooh, this game is getting real.
I can tell y'all right now. Ah! I was here. When she gets started, I'm going to be right down here.
She's about to get a banana. Hey, she about to get a banana. Hey, she about to get the banana. Hey, get the nana. Get the nana. She about to get the banana. Hey, she about to get the banana. Hey, she about to get the banana. Hey. Oh, this show about to get. Yo, this show gonna have part two. Cause we done went over our time, honey. This gonna be. Y'all, this is about to be the longest episode of your lives.
Hey,
you got the banana?
I have to improvise.
You don't got a banana?
No, because I guess they ate them. I apologize.
Okay. What you got? Oh. Wait a minute. We wasn't ready. What the fuck?
First of all, what was that?
Wait, you gotta take it off. Oh. Lisa, come on.
Thank you, Jesus.
If you ain't thank Jesus today, you gonna thank him right now. Come to the altar.
Y'all on fire tonight. I let y'all know that now.
Bring all your sacrifices.
That make a mess.
Hum-dida. Girl. Let me see it again. Get close up to the camera. Let me see. Let me see. Make sure. Okay, yeah. I don't gotta clean nothing up. Okay. All right. Shall we proceed to give you what you need? This episode right here, if you ain't never listened to us, I'm sorry. We are in rare form tonight. I think tonight is the first day that we have all been on the same level.
Absolutely.
At the same damn time. You know what I'm saying?
These games all the time. I like these.
I'm just saying. All right. I really thought y'all was going to be mad at me because it was interactive. I didn't even get to all the greatness, but we got into a lot. So it was great. It's a great show. Anyway, so go ahead, Dre. Let's, Ebony, you ready? Clear your throat. Clear your throat, honey. I know it ain't nothing. I know you done did a lot. So I need you to clear your, everybody take your hands and rub down your neck to help Ebony clear her throat. Dre, come on. Let her clear her throat. That's right. All right. Let's go. Your throat. Go ahead. Clear it out. All right. Make it rain. Clear it out.
Do 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 do
that
damn Dre.
Hey Dre, let's go.
It's all me. So, I got a little advice for the fellas. Fellas, ain't nothing. There is nothing like sliding up inside your woman. And you both hear how wet it gets with every stroke.
Sounds like macaroni and cheese, baby.
Ain't nothing like that stare. Make sure that you make your woman feel special every time. And I can guarantee she will keep it wet for you all night long. Take your time. Don't rush it. It ain't going nowhere. Take your time. Take your time with that thing. Because it ain't nothing like it. I'm telling you, when it's wet.
Go Mary, go Mary.
You whisper some things in her ear too. Whisper nice little things in her ear, like tell her how beautiful she is. How good she feels. Just tell her she tastes so good. Just let her know that. And I promise you, you will not be disappointed. She will not dry up. She will stay wet for you all night long. You're talking to a sexpert. This is what we do.
Noob sexpert, you better listen to that sexpert.
You gotta listen up.
Yes, honey.
You better make that woman feel special. Make that woman feel special, man. You take your time with that stroke. It ain't going nowhere. Don't beat it up. Fuck that beating up shit. You take your time.
Take your stand up in that shit.
Stay up in that motherfucker. Stay up in that man. I can guarantee when she finally busts, man, it's gonna, both of y'all gonna feel it. Y'all gonna feel it in y'all soul.
I feel it in my feet. I feel it in my soul. Hey, get some Tony, Tony, Tony. It feels good. Hey, yeah. It feels good.
I gotta get another sex partner.
Feels good. Hey.
I gotta get married, y'all.
It feels good. Yes, Dre. You better go ahead and do it.
I'm going. She's not gonna receive an end of this.
Ring it, ring it, ring it, ring it, ring it. This was it. Episode 72 is my favorite episode. Yes. Honey, when I tell everybody, when I tell y'all all vibing tonight, y'all all flowing tonight, everybody cohesive, we had a fight, got together, and just made it a bomb ass night. What?
Another fun podcast. I love y'all.
Another one. Ebony, why don't you give these people, you know, they've been trying to get off. They've been trying to stop listening to us because normally our show's an hour. We have gone over that. We are probably at an hour and a half. We like a goddamn movie at this point. These people done sucked through all of this shit, girl. Tell them how they can continue to go through this same shit next time, next Thursday. Tell them again.
Bring it, Ebony.
Let's go.
You can follow us on Naturally Unbothered on IG, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. You can see all of this.
And this.
And this.
And Lisa. And Shari and me, all on YouTube. So check us out. Email us at naturallyunbothered2. That's naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. Or leave us a message at 912-434-1414. That's 912-434-1414. We welcome your feedback, your comments, your show ideas, and Ebonites. You know how I love giving you advice. So please keep the advice request coming, like I'm about to be doing. Okay, so listen on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, Breaker Radio, Public, Overcast, and wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Make sure you subscribe, you rate, you leave a review, and select the notification button. You need to know when we are dropping new episodes.
And sometimes
we
drop exactly. bonus episodes.
You need to be aware of that. So fucking hit the notification motherfucking button.
Hit that shit. From the back.
Are you looking for Naturally Unbothered merch?
Yes, I am. Of course.
Looking for Naturally Unbothered merch?
Yes, I am.
You need to be on www.naturallyunbothered.com.
Where?
That's www.naturallyunbothered.com. And hit the merch button.
And buy some shit. We got shot glasses. We got mugs. We got t-shirts. We got all kinds of shit. You need a fucking motherfucking coaster? Did you say you don't have a coaster? I mean, we got a motherfucking coaster. Stop playing.
Come on.
Protect your wood.
Protect your wood. Come listen to us. Okay, so this is the most important thing I'm going to say to you. Tell your friends to tell their hoe-ass friends, and then to tell their hoe-ass friends, and then they'll tell their hoe-ass friends to tune in to Naturally Unbothered.
Naturally Unbothered.
Bitch.
Another podcast that you need to be listening to.
Bitch, flip. Come on. Take it, bitch.
That's the look up.
Look up, bitch. Do it again one more time for the people in the back.
Okay. Tune in to Naturally Unbothered.
Naturally Unbothered, motherfuckers. We don't got nothing else to goddamn say. We said what we said when we said it. And if you didn't fucking get it, then motherfucking forget it. You know what I'm saying?
Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?
Don't make us ask you about your entertainment motherfucking level.
Damn.
What the fuck else we got to do? Twerk? We too old for that. That's why you can watch the young hoes. This is adult shit.
Even if y'all want to see me mouth something else, write in. I'll put almost anything in this mouth.
Hey, I'm a pussy connoisseur, so I can show you some shit too.
See? If you want to see something else, let us know.
You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
We take all kinds of suggestions and shit.
It don't matter. Just don't bite it.
don't scape it either with your teeth. If you got long teeth, see, my shit is like straight. Hers is straight. Hers is straight. His is straight. If you got jagged teeth, don't bite it. Don't scape it.
Look at those cheekbones.
I see it. Let me see it again. Take it up from the bottom. Like, we see it. We got time tonight. Tonight, you know, we thank you guys. Thank you.
Toodles.
Bye. Thanks. Until next time.
All right, I'm cut off now.